This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says government's effort for containing coronavirus pivotal for keeping the spread of disease under control. Countries including Nepal and China commit for united efforts for combating the coronavirus infection. 626 corona-infected people in the country returned home yesterday after recovery. Parliamentarians stress on controlling excessive expenses in elections. And World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros says coronavirus is the world's worst health crisis ever faced by the world. Now the news in detail. Various countries including Nepal, China, Pakistan and Afghanistan have reiterated their commitment for united effort in combating the effects of coronavirus in the region. These countries expressed their commitment at a virtual meeting of the country's foreign ministers yesterday. At the virtual meeting, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said China always prioritized its neighbor including Nepal to further the cooperation. Similarly, Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says Nepal government's efforts to contain the virus had kept the virus under control in the country. Buddhi Bahadur Kesi has been appointed as the Executive Director of Radio Nepal. A cabinet meeting held yesterday appointed Kesi to the post as per the recommendation of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. Prior to yesterday's appointment, Kesi was serving as the Deputy Executive Director of Radio Nepal. Similarly, Ramesh Kumar Shilwal has been reappointed as the Member Secretary of the National Sports Council. A cabinet meeting held yesterday appointed Silwal to the post for a term of 4 years. Silwal has been appointed to the post of the Member Secretary on the basis of selection made for the first time as per the new Sports Development Act 2020. Additional 626 corona-infected people in Nepal returned home yesterday following health recovery. In a regular press briefing of the Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said the total number of people recovering from virus infection in the country had reached 13,754 after 626 infected people recovered and returned home yesterday from various isolation centers across the nation. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam said 73.35% people have recovered in the country so far. Likewise, Health Ministry confirmed 139 additional new corona infection cases in the country through the test carried out at various laboratories yesterday. Meanwhile, as per the Ministry's update, the country has 4,950 active coronavirus cases. Likewise, the corona-related death toll in Nepal has reached 48 after the confirmation of the death of 3 more people with coronavirus. According to the spokesperson Dr. Gautam, the deceased from the virus infection are 65-year-old male from Birganj Metropolitan City, Ward No. 10 of Parsa District, 36-year-old male from Sahin Municipality, Ward No. 8 in Dhanusa District, and 60-year-old male from Petar Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 in Bara District. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora, has directed the civil servants to work by maintaining transparency to materialize the goal of Digital Nepal. Speaking at a program organized at the ministry yesterday, Minister Khatiora shared that Nepal was getting digitalized, so the officials should work skillfully to materialize the goal. He urged the media to disseminate factual news rather than creating confusion and ambiguity among the people. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has congratulated Lee Hsien Loong on his re-election as the Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore. While wishing the new Prime Minister a successful tenure of office, Prime Minister Oli expressed the hope that Nepal and Singapore's relations would be further strengthened during his tenure. In a separate message, Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali congratulated Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan on his reappointment as the Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Singapore. Foreign Minister Gyawali expressed confidence that the friendship and cooperation existing between Nepal and Singapore would be further strengthened during the tenure of Balakrishnan. The parliamentarians have stressed on stopping irregular expenditures during the time of election. In the meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives held at Singhadarbar yesterday to discuss the annual report of the Election Commission, the lawmakers emphasized on stopping corruption and economic irregularities by reducing unnecessary expenditure, which they say have raised question over the democracy and the political norms and values. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the Policy Study Foundation had moved ahead with the homework regarding the type of election suitable in the country in the coming days. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said homework would be done on making the existing election system frugal and effective rather than changing the electoral system itself. The Election Commission has said preparations are being made to hold discussions with the political parties for integrating the scattered election-related laws and for making the Election Code of Conduct more objective and practical. The Supreme Court has requested one and all not to comment on the cases that are sub judice in the court or disseminate news in a way to impact the judicial execution process. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Apex Court spokesperson, Bhadrakali Pokhrel, said as the judiciary was an institution that lived with the faith, trust and belief of the general public, any news or comment should not be made to create illusion about the work of the courts. The statement also reads that the courts are always serious, alert and sensitive and fully committed to ensuring independent and impartial judiciary and the rule of law. Any shortcomings made in course of the execution of justice can be addressed as per the set protocols, procedures and norms in accordance with the constitutional, legal and judicial practice. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. Nepal Rashtra Bank has announced its policy to further facilitate the banks and financial institutions for their acquisition and merger. Issuing a new directive yesterday, the central bank has prioritized the concept of acquisition and merger of big banks and financial institutions meant for fiscal stability. In case of merger of A-class bank, the central bank has adopted the flexible policy in regard to the A's of the chief executive officer. As per the current provision, bankers should not exceed the age of 65 years old to lead the bank as the chief executive officer. But if the A banks were merged together, there will be no age limit for the chief executive officer. The provision of age limit for the CEO will not be applicable for a single tenor after the beginning of the integrated transactions in the case of banks. In the case that the banks were merged till the last day of the fiscal year 2020-2021. Likewise, the central bank has decided to exempt 0.50% in the cash deposit to be kept compulsorily after the bank's merger and acquisition till the end of fiscal year 2021-2022. Likewise, the central bank has adopted the policy of forced merger of the bank and fiscal institutions with the cross-holding in investment. Similarly, the commercial banks with the commercial relations would be directed for their merger or acquisition according to the new directive. Despite the complaints for lack of enough preparations, the government is all set to implement the new curriculum for grade 11 from this academic session. The new curriculum is being brought as per the vision of Constitution of the Nepal Federal Structures and Prosperous Nepal after approving the an outline of a new curriculum of School Education 2020. The Curriculum Development Center has made it clear that the preparations were completed for the implementation of the curriculum from this year itself, despite the COVID-19 pandemic. all industries in Hetaura corridor, which had remained closed for the complete 4 months due to the nation lockdown against COVID-19 pandemic, have finally reopened. The Hetaura Corridor Management Limited office said all 111 industries are now back to business but not in full operation. All factories except those for manufacturing biscuits, noodles, bakery items, poultry food, dairy products and drinking water had remained shut during the lockdown. 33 houses at Pani Mill in Tino Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 in Palpa Districts, are at risk as the land in the area has caved in due to the landslide on the Palpa-Butwal Road. The landslide is caused due to the limestone quarry of Orgahachi Cement Industry near the Siddhartha Highway. Two families have been displaced due to the lockdown. The road leading to the quarry, constructed in violation of construction standards, is to be blamed for the landslide. The local people are forced to live in constant fear due to the landslide. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhaktadhakal has directed Bir Hospital to take leadership in today's health service. Inaugurating the 131st anniversary of National Academy of Medical Sciences, Bir Hospital amid a function in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister said that the oldest government hospital should establish itself as a model health institution by expanding and providing quality services. He praised the hospital for providing regular service and carrying out COVID-19 tests during the current COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has decided the investment modality for the Peri Babai Diversion Multi-Purpose Project. The Inter-Basin Water Transfer Project, which aims to provide year-round irrigation facility to as much as 51,000 hectares of agriculture land in Baki and Bardia districts, would be invested and operated in company modality under the Nepal's Water People's Investment Scheme. According to the Secretary at the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Rabindranath Srestha, the proposal on the investment modality was floated by the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Borshaman, which was approved by the heads of the concerned agencies. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has predicted heavy rains for the next 4 days. In a press statement yesterday, the department said monsoon became active again from yesterday, and it will continue till July 31st as monsoon trough is drawing closer to the Tarai Plains from today. During this period, wind laden with water vapor from the Arabian Sea will be entering the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted light to moderate rainfall at almost all parts and heavy rainfall at some parts of the country. Likewise, increase in water level in rivers and incidents of soil erosion and landslide in the hilly region are likely to occur during this period. The division has urged all to remain alert to avoid any untoward incidents. A joint task force comprising of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs Association and Transport Workers Association has urged the government to create viable environment to resume the long route public transport service. Issuing a press release yesterday, the task force has urged the government to facilitate a resumption of transport services by adopting the health and safety protocol. Passengers are facing trouble while traveling due to the latest decision of allowing only public transport services to operate within a district. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has said COVID-19 is easily the most severe global health emergency ever declared by the World Health Organization. WHO Director Dr. Tedros said he would reconvene the WHO's Emergency Committee this week for a review. There have been 5 other global health emergencies, including Ebola, which had 2 outbreaks, Zika, polio, and swine flu infection. More than 16 million cases of COVID-19 have been reported since January, and with more than 650,000 deaths. Meanwhile, WHO said bans on international travel cannot stay in place indefinitely and countries should do more to reduce the spread of novel coronavirus within their borders. A surge of infections has prompted countries to reimpose some travel restrictions in recent days. Dr. Tedros said only with severe adherence to health measures, from wearing masks to avoiding crowds, would the world manage to beat the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the coronavirus global update. More than 16.6 million people globally have been infected from coronavirus as of now. As per the data updated by the data analyst Worldometer, more than 655,000 people have died as of now, whereas more than 10.2 million people have already recovered from the virus infection. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 21.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Foreign Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says government's effort for containing coronavirus infection pivotal. Countries including Nepal and China commit for united efforts in combating the virus. 626 corona-infected people in the country returned home yesterday after recovery. Parliamentarians stress on controlling excessive expenses in the elections. And World Health Organization's Director General Dr. Tedros says coronavirus is the worst health crisis ever faced by the world. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.